off shots, I'm going all in. You got me stuck inside your love cycle.
Damn, DJ Malone went in on the mix.
It was out of here.
Let's get back to the hottest topics and all of the gossip. On Chi-Town Urban Radio.
Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Yeah, man. Chi-Town Urban Radio, man. The best place to be at on any day, really, is the one and only DJ Malone.
And Shayla Marie.
Man, we got a caller on the line, man. Caller, man. State your name, where you're calling from.
Hi, I'm Angelique from Belleville, Illinois. How y'all doing?
In the building!
Hello, hello. We're well. How are you?
What's going on?
I'm doing good today. How y'all?
Good.
Not too shabby. A little cold. A little cold.
No, yeah. I do not like the cold, for real.
Terrible.
Definitely, man. Welcome to the show, man. G has been telling me about you, man.
I hope all good things.
Yes, all great things, man. All great things. And I want to get to know you, man, learn about you and everything. And I want my listeners to get to know you because
yes.
I think you got a good story, man. You're pretty dope.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
So let's go into a time machine real quick. Where did it all start and where did it begin?
I would say I started like in music when I was like 4 or 5. My mother and my grandmother used to play them oldies that Whitney Houston and Al Green. So I really fell in love at that time. Plus, it runs in my blood. My grandpa is a singer and my auntie's a singer. So I believe I always was going to have music.
Definitely. Okay. So who were some of your inspirations growing up?
Okay, y'all, I got a few. Because it depends on my age.
Okay.
So when I was younger, I would say, like, I say 4 or 5, I really loved Whitney Houston and, like, Betty Wright because that's what my mother used to play and my grandmother used to play. When it got to, like, 9, 10, it was Keisha Cole, Alicia Keys, and Aaliyah.
Yes.
Those were, like, my women. I did a talent show singing their songs, like, walked around the house. Those are my people, y'all. Now, I would say I love Queen Naja and I love Summer Walker because I like how they're different. They have different ranges and they're very, like, mellow. And that's the type of music that I like to listen to.
Okay. Were you in a choir growing up?
I did. I was in high school choir. And then when I was younger, I was in my aunt's church choir. So, but that was only for a while.
So were you a alto? I think that's what they call it.
As a child, I was a soprano.
Okay.
But the older I got, the deeper my voice got. So I'm more like what we call in choir, alto 1, soprano 2.
Yeah.
Which means I can kind of go some alto, some soprano.
When I was in middle school, Shayla, I was in choir. I was a bass.
Really?
Yeah.
You were in choir?
I was in choir, man.
Learn something new every day.
And there's footage of me singing Pretty Woman.
Wow.
I'm sure somebody's gonna find some footage of me later on in life singing in my high school choir and at my middle school or somewhere. It's gonna pop back up.
Yeah, man, definitely. So now you're not that far from the city, man. Are you born and raised out there?
Yes, I was born and raised in Belleville, Illinois.
Okay, so how is that growing up in that town? Because it is a college town, right?
Yes, we do have one or two colleges close by. I didn't really worry about the college. I do have an older sister. We're 10 years apart. Mm-hmm. So she kind of kept me grounded and more towards a child. You know, like, she didn't let me worry about what she was going through her teenage years. Belleville is pretty simple, y'all. It's nothing. It's nothing to it. It is about 20 minutes away from East St. Louis,
mm-hmm.
where some of my family is from, but my mother kept me grounded here for my education and just to stay safe.
Okay. That's dope, man.
The right way.
Definitely, man. So, now, who would you like to work with going into the future? I know there's a lot of people, but who would you like to work with?
It depends. I have two different male and female. Male, I would love to work with Chris Brown. I love Chris Brown since 2005 when I was 5, y'all. That's my man. And I would love to work R&B. Female, definitely Queen Naja. I just feel like we could do some work together. Her range, my range. And if I can get like an older person in the game who's been in there for so long, it would be Monica or Brandy. I love their ranges. And they've learned so much that I would want it, like, them to really teach me, you know?
Okay. That's dope, man.
I like that.
That's dope. Sayla, anything you want to ask real quick?
I wanted to get into the single Infatuated.
Okay.
Okay.
So can you tell us what inspired Infatuated besides, of course, being infatuated?
Well, okay. So a lot of people have asked me, is it about one person? No, it is not about one particular person. I've had a lot of bad boys and men. I can't find a man, y'all. I just have bad luck. So it is about multiple men. It's about multiple men in my past that made that one song. Because when I really like someone, I get so stuck and I can't let them go. You know, so it's like I'm stuck like glue, like I say in my song, and it's just I'm infatuated with them.
Hey, man. I think we're all like that to some extent. If we're really rocking with a person, you really gonna be able to tell about their infatuation there. So,
like, I take it overboard. She said, like, glue. I told someone I want to be in your skin. Like, what? Yes.
Wait, hold on. What'd you say?
Yes.
Nice. Yeah. I want to be in your skin. That's why I say I like a lot of hugs.
But that kind of creepy. A lot of hugs.
A lot of affection. I know. There's no other way to describe that. That's it. That's she kept right, it nice right. and simple. I took it there. It's okay.
I guess it's okay.
It's all in the name of factuation, I guess. Who produced the track?
What'd you say?
Who produced the track?
Okay, so I found the beat on YouTube, and I leased it from Timothy Infinity. I love his beats. And then Shane Justin from Mississippi, he mastered it for me.
Okay. All definitely, right. man. So how has that been? Now you're kind of getting out here, and you're not kind of, but you're getting out here. How has that been for you? Like the transitional move, you're always on the grind. How has that been for you?
I kind of like it. Let me tell you what I like the most. I love when I hear critiques, good or bad, because you have listened to my music, and that's what I like. I like that you sat down and even listened to a sample of it. So hearing critiques is what I love. And then especially when you like it, because that was my first time in the studio, y'all, like ever recording this song. So
really?
When you like my vocals and my song that I wrote, it makes me feel like warm and butterflies inside. Like it makes me feel so happy.
That's what's up. That's exclusive right here, man. That's
so dope. If this is your first single, what do you plan on doing coming up or moving forward?
I do have a few songs in the vault. They just needed to be recorded. They're finished. I got the beats. I'm actually working towards the EP. I don't have the title yet, but it will be about 6 songs. So at this point, I'm just ready to record. I do have a video I'm going to do for Infatuated with the artist that is on with me, Aaron De Niro. He is a rapper as well out of Jackson, Mississippi. He helped me in the studio. So we're going to do a video together, and he's also helping me work on my EP as well.
All right. His voice is really deep. You all will get to hear it soon.
Yes. I told him, he's like, my voice is not that deep. I said, yes, it is. It's very deep.
And I got a pretty deep voice, and that's deep.
Yes. And when you see him, he going to be mad. When you see his face does not match his voice, y'all. He look like he talk high, and he does not. So
definitely, man. Definitely. So now, with this coming out with the singles and stuff, what do you want people to take from knowing who you are as an artist? Like, when people listen to your songs, what do you want them to take from it?
I want everyone to take that I'm just like y'all. I've been through the same hurt, struggle, heartbreak. Because when I sing my song, I know it's other women and men out there that have been through the same thing. People have been stuck. People have been in love or want you to trust them in your relationships. That's all that I'm going through to this day. So I want you to feel that I am there with y'all, because I am. This is like a connection thing that I want to do with my audience.
Okay.
I like that. And I also like how you said, as a new artist, you contacted the person on YouTube instead of just taking the beat, paying the money, recording it, and putting it out and doing it the right way. So kudos to you for doing
everything
properly.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. And I also like your rollout on social media, how you're like, oh, I'm releasing my single, guys. Oh, it's on here. I love that. It's so cute.
Yes, I want you just listen to it, y'all. Just tell me what y'all think. That's all I want. I just want your opinion and tell me if you like it or not. So I'm going to push it as much as I can.
Yes, definitely keep that up.
How old you is? I'm sorry to see. How old are you?
DJ.
What?
I'm supposed to ask a woman their age.
Just asking a question.
I am 20. I am a Cancer. My birthday is June 23rd, 2000. I am a 2000.
I knew she
You're 20?
I knew she was a Cancer.
I am.
How did you know she was a Cancer?
Because like, Cancer's... She has a very poised thing about her, man. Like, I know my...
You know your astrology?
No, I'm not by any means, but I know.
Did you know I had a Cancer moon?
No, I didn't know that. I didn't.
So, I mean, look, everybody say they know I'm some type of Cancer because I'm so emotional.
And that's okay. You're emotionally aware. That's fine. Don't let people shame you for being in touch with your emotions.
No. Cancers are emotional. They are nurturing. And nice. I am just that. I am a sweet person. So I love when I tell people I'm a Cancer. Cancers are strong, too. So.
But Cancers love hard. And that's where their infatuation comes in.
That's the Monday through Sunday. Yes.
I dated a Cancer.
That is very true.
I dated a Cancer one time. She keep my car.
What you do?
Okay, see, we're not crazy now. That was just her.
I ain't gonna lie. I did a lot of crazy things back then. So I can't be mad at her. All right, definitely. Whatever, man. So let me ask you this. Now, how have you been doing during this pandemic? Like, how's that been going for you?
I actually, right now, I do live in Jackson, Mississippi. So I have been back and forth from Belleville, Illinois, because I attend Jackson State University. Mm. So I'm back and forth. My mother does have health issues. So I like to check on her. I'm more worried about my mom and my grandmother than I am anything. I'm doing fine. Like, I have a, you know, strong immune system. I just go to work at home. So I try to stay in as much. But I'm more worried about family, you know.
Yes, okay. I definitely understand that. So you mentioned that you are in school as well. So how is it balancing pursuing a music career, working, and still the torture of online classes, not even being able to interact?
Well, okay. And I started music literally in October. October, like, first or second. Wow. So it was more towards the mid semester. It's not very hard because I have decided with my mother I am not going to continue school until COVID is over. Just because if I'm going to be in school and my mother is paying for it, I want to have good grades. And I'm not an online learner.
Right now,
we're taking a pause on it. Music will be a little easier.
I definitely understand that. You're being considerate. You're being reasonable. You're acknowledging your learning style, which y'all think the kindergartners through the seniors have it bad. College classes online?
I like to be in front of a teacher. I like to raise my hand. Right, Ms. Jones, like,
I have a
help,
question,
you know?
Ma'am.
I can't do that on the computer.
I have a teacher named Ms. Jones. She had a big ass. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Sir.
but I do get where she's coming from, though, is that a lot of times a lot of people are visual learners. With us not being in the classroom, it's very hard.
Computer.
It's very hard to stay focused on one thing for a long period of time.
And it's bad for your eyes. It's just...
Weren't we taught as kids not to watch TV?
I watched my oldest niece, and I can't do it. She has all day. I just had, like, once every day. So imagine her sitting Monday through Friday till like 9 to 2. Like, that's a lot.
A nice eight-hour shift.
My daughter, she got to do from, she wakes up at 8, and then she got to, well, she has to log in at 8, but they don't stop until about 3:15.
Yeah, that's a lot. I can't do that.
I don't know.
All right, man. Well, I just want to say, man, you've been a bundle of joy and talking to you and everything, man.
Yes.
It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Oh, thank you.
Now, one more thing. Once we do get out, what do you want to do? Where do you want to perform at?
Like city wise.
Anywhere.
Anywhere. Okay. I'm not gonna just do one specific place. Well, I guess I can. If I had to choose, I would do Coachella.
Okay.
I don't know why. I know that's like supposed to be a party crowd, but they can listen to some vibey music or the BET Awards, because I grew up with my sister watching one of the party BET. Like, that was our like thing. So I would love to be on the BET Awards.
Okay.
I can see both. I love the versatility. Yeah.
That's dope, man. I can see that, though. I can see a twist where, you know, they...
At the Coachella.
Yeah, like, you know the females, you know, rock to it, man. Because, you know, it's females get behind females.
Singing their heart out with the lighters.
Yeah. Right.
So, definitely, man. Anything you want to say to your stalkers, your lovers, your supporters?
I just want to shout out my mom and dad, because they made me... And for being supportive,
hey,
I want to shout out my sister, because she's been very supportive. So, you know, being 10 years apart, that's hard on anybody with a younger sibling. So she's been very supportive. And my two nieces, because they always come up to me and say, Chi-Chi, sing me a song. So it's kind of them that pushed me towards singing in the end.
That's dope, man.
I can't also, before my granny crucify me, I love my granny because she showed me blessing with the Lord. She's actually helped me on my path to, you know, religion with Jesus. So I definitely want to put my grandmother in there.
Okay. Dope, man.
Most
That's
definitely.
Dope. That's dope. All right. Well, I do appreciate everything, man. Where can the people find you?
They can find me on Instagram and Twitter at ANGELIQUEJ with 2 underscores at the end. And I do follow back.
Yes, y'all heard that?
She does
interacts that. With the people.
That's yeah.
Dope. That's dope, man. Before you go, man, can I get you to do a drop saying, hey, yo, this is Angelique, and I'm rocking with Chi-Town Urban Radio.
Of course. Hey, y'all, this is Angelique, and I am rocking with Chi-Town Radio.
You forgot to say the urban.
Urban, I'm sorry. This is Angelique, and I'm rocking with Chi-Town Urban Radio.
Yeti! Hey. That's what I'm talking about, man. Angelique, I really do appreciate you, man, for stopping by. Big salute to DJ Gia, man, for putting me on to you and stuff like that, man. Big shout out to him.
Say, I look forward to seeing your growth as an artist. Continue your promotion on social media. Keep working and keep your spirit. I love it.
I love you. I love
your
energy.
Thank you for having me.
I love her energy, man. I love it.
Yeah. Thank you for coming.
So you want?
Thank y'all.
You want to go ahead and introduce your track real quick?
Yes, of course. Hey, y'all, it's Angelique, and this is my new single, Infatuated, featuring Aaron De Niro. Check it out.
Chi-Town Urban Radio with the one and only DJ Malone.
And Shayla Marie.
Let's go!
You continue to do this. Being here was all that I need to fall back. Ain't tripping, we both know I'm all that. Stuck like you. Still wanna be with you. I can't resist all this, can't get you out of my head. But I want you in my bed between my lips.
I'm sick of the weekly routine, baby girl, I'm just saying. Seems like a cycle constantly replaying. We argue and fuss, now we fighting and tussling. Just to make up in the bed that we lay. Understand things have been complicated. I ain't been picking up the phone lately. Got something special, I'm infatuated. But we both naked, releases frustrations. Every time that I treat you unfair, get you in your feelings, acting like I don't care. I'm good on my own, you could leave me alone. Reality, really wishing I was there. I leave, baby, I'm turning back around. With you, I feel safe and sound.
I leave, babe, I'm turning back around. With you, I feel safe and sound.
Sitting on the edge of my bed, thinking why in my head I let you continue to go. And it was all that I guess I need to fall back. Ain't tripping, we both know I'm all that. Start like you. Don't you stop playing, yeah, let's work this out. Mama told me never let a nigga in your bed with you who can't see the picture. He don't get it together, don't deal with him. You're not that boy, mama, don't babysit him. Sitting on the edge of my bed, thinking why in my head I let you continue to do it. Again, it was all that I guess I need to fall back.